Lord, bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, for you are our rock and our redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. For 4 years in a row, our church has sponsored Ashes to Go on Ash Wednesday. And this Ash Wednesday, Paul Shelleteau and I got up early in the morning and got to the train station at 7:15 in the morning and spent the next 20 minutes standing on a landing just above the train tracks. Paul was holding a big sign that said, Ashes to Go, with our St. Andrew's logo in the bottom left corner, and I was carrying a small bowl of ashes. And after the train left, we walked up to Pete's coffee shop and stood outside under a tree for about 40 minutes. And during that hour and a half, 13 people, mostly strangers, received ashes, and two other people stopped for conversations. As you might imagine, it's a kind of vulnerable thing to stand outside with just a sign and a bowl. And we never really know who will show up or what they will choose to share with us. But every year, for the past 4 years, people show up. The person that I'll remember most from this year was a middle-aged businessman who came up with a weary face and a kind of jokey attitude outside of Pete's Coffee. How much? He asked with a wink, gesturing towards the sign. And Paul and I told him there was no charge. Well, he said, I haven't done this in a long time, and I have an important meeting this afternoon, so I guess... And his voice just trailed off, and he stood there. Then I'll put ashes on your head, I said, and I stood up in front of him, and Paul and the businessman and I had one of those Ash Wednesday moments. I looked at him, and he looked at me. And after a moment of silence, I ashed his forehead with the cross and said, Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And when he opened his eyes, he said in a very different tone, I want to make a contribution to your church. And Paul and I both explained that that wasn't necessary. He could make a contribution, but he didn't have to. In conclusion, Paul and I said almost in unison, it's free. And I watched his face change as he took that in, as he realized that he'd received something truly precious for free. And he said thank you, and he walked away. And when he left, he looked like a human being who just remembered something very important. I'm guessing that it must have been a long time since he was given something precious without a price attached. And I'm hoping he left ready to receive more of the things that money can't buy. Kindness, forgiveness, grace, friendship, hope. Ash Wednesday has the power to remind us of God's love and life's limitations and the importance of making our time on earth count. It's a real temptation to think that we're only valued for what we produce, or how much we can get. We can fall into thinking that we're only valued for the money we make, the power we acquire, the material goods that we can afford to buy. But what is truly precious, and what is truly precious about us, always lies beyond those categories. Always. On this first Sunday of Lent, our gospel story is about Jesus' struggle with fierce temptation in the wilderness. After 40 days of struggling, even Jesus is tempted to choose bread and worldly power and unyielding divine protection. But he looks the devil in the face and he says, "Man does not live by bread alone. Worship the Lord your God and serve only him. Do not put the Lord your God to the test." The devil tries to convince Jesus to use his powers for instant gratification, world domination, and limitless perfection. And Jesus chooses patience, community life and community accountability, the worship of God alone, and unyielding trust in God. Even when he's starving, even when he has dreams of glory that seem to go unrealized, even when the suffering is substantial, Jesus chooses to trust God. He refuses to let hunger, power, or fear break him. Jesus will not be less than God called him to be. He will not give in to ego or self-pity or despair. In that wilderness, he comes to know who deserves his loyalty, what is worth living for, what is worth dying for. In our Lent of 2019, we choose to give up something, cookies or chocolate, wine, anger, cruelty, envy, so that in a small way, our sacrifice can echo Jesus' sacrifice. And in our Lent of 2019, we choose to take on something, prayer, the reading of Scripture, kindness, mercy, outreach ministry, to remember Jesus taking on a cross for us. So whatever we choose to do for the next 4 weeks, both our gratitude and our discipline will carve our characters. And if we choose to do nothing, that will also shape our character. It can be so tempting to think that taking something on or giving something up won't matter. But it will matter. Do you know what your temptations are? Temptations are always death-dealing. They tell us that we are too little, that it's too late. But we can defeat them if we know what they are. So if you do know what your temptations are, no matter how ugly they are, you are one step closer to beating them back because you already have had the courage to recognize what they are. And if you don't know what they are yet, if you don't know which temptations can wind you or seduce you or unnerve you, that is what the wilderness is for. We still have 35 days of spiritual wilderness of Lent to consider day by day where we fall short, what pulls us away from God, or distracts us from the life we're meant to live or the people we're meant to love. If even the Son of God was tempted, there's no shame in being tempted. What matters is what we do about them. Almighty God, whose blessed Son was led by the Spirit to be tempted by Satan, come quickly to help us who are assaulted by many temptations. And as you know the weakness of each of us, let each one find you mighty to save through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.